Missed the show? Get the best bits of Annie and Ando on the podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
We're asking the question this morning, do you like it big?
Do you like it big on the road?
It's got to be big. On the road,
do you like it? When you're travelling through regional Australia, do you have to stop by and check out a big thing?
A big thing. I think, Annie, as a kid, I remember like going to the giant pineapple and the giant banana on road trips with mum and dad, and there was something exciting about it. I don't know what age it kicked in, but thinking it was rather naff soon occurred.
Right. I think I discovered it late in life because I didn't really get to road trip with the family. We didn't take family holidays on the road like that. So I get excited still about every big thing. And the most recent one I saw was probably the big pineapple. And there's lots of photos that we took jumping outside of it. Went in and it was pretty outdated. Like, it's from quite squeaky. Looks like it's the 70s in there, when back in its heyday, when all the pineapple farms in Queensland
push pineapple
off.
Shake the tree. I knew there was a song about pineapples. Hey, do you know which the first big thing was?
The first ever big thing?
Yeah.
Well, there's the what
happened in 1964, Annie Louie.
Was it the big banana?
Oh my goodness!
You're kidding me. No way.
Out of the park.
Yeah, because it's
who are you and where's my co-host gone? Your final day before you go off on leave.
I suddenly got smart.
You got. But how did you know that?
Maybe because it's the most famous, so it's had a lot of time to build up this reputation.
1964, the big banana Coffs in Coffs Harbour. Beautiful part of the country.
Australia, pride of Australia right there.
Oh, I detected it again, that sarcasm.
Have you been to Adelaide?
Radelaide, yeah.
Radelaide, on the way there is the big koala.
That's, yes.
It's freaky as. I took a photo of it when I was a kid. I kept it as my screensaver It's got something about its eyes. It's possessed, I reckon. And there's got the little ear hairs coming out the top as well.
Oh, that's disturbing. Do you climb inside it?
You can go inside it. They sell all kinds of gifts.
Oh, it's a gift shop. It's a freaking... Hey, do you know what Tamworth
big
has?
Guitar?
Yes!
Can I have another ding, please?
Oh, my God.
Thanks,
what colour's the guitar?
Brown?
Gold. Yeah. I need to talk to you about the prawn.
Ah, what's wrong with the prawn? Has it gone off? Bit too long in the sun.
Remember, I used to work for that hardware company with in the green shed and the red hammer on the side of it.
Yeah.
So the story of the big prawn, which is I actually think is a really cool story, is these brothers, Hungarian brothers, opened three petrol stations, and the three petrol stations, they wanted to attract people to them. So they built something big on the industry that the town was known for. So the big merino ram in Goulburn was known for sheep.
Yeah.
Prawns, Ballina, was known for prawns. And I can't remember what the third one was, and it doesn't really
matter.
The
big prawn's kind of cute, isn't it? Compared to the giant koala, which is freaky as all hell.
So originally... the big prawn didn't have a tail and it was on, like, the roof of a petrol station.
It didn't have a tail.
Well, it kind of did, but it was the visual. It looked like it did, but it didn't really. It was an illusion. Anyway, the petrol station closes down, goes out of business. Big hardware multinational company buys the land and inherits the prawn. The council...
Wait, it just comes with a bonus giant prawn.
Yeah, you know, sometimes the dishwasher comes with...
This is just stuck from the old owner. Gross. Yeah. You fish a little prawn out.
So they get it with it. And the council approves that it can be demolished, the whole lot, because it kind of got a bit dilapidated.
Dilapidated?
Dilapidated?
Dilapimated.
Dilapidated. It got a bit dodgy.
Yeah.
The town, you know how, like, nobody speaks up and then suddenly there's outrage? It was one of those situations where, like, the prawn's going to get demolished and everyone goes...
Yeah, no! Not the prawn, the jewel of our town centre. I'm looking at the images now and I can see there's a big green shed behind it.
Can you see the before and after?
Yes, I can see the illusion now. It didn't have the full tail because it was sitting on top of a roof, so it looked like the tail was disappearing.
But you could still climb inside the prawn. It had a spiral staircase.
What is the obsession with climbing in all of the big things? Let's talk more about this.
So the prawn, the hardware company goes, there's a 1,000 people signed petition, council backtracks, the hardware company goes, oh, crikey, whatever. And they're aware that they're a big green shed in a beautiful town, so they kind of try and do community engagement before they build and get their shed up. So they go, we're going to renovate and save the prawn.
Save the prawn.
So the big green shed then spends $400,000 because they had to add a tail because it didn't have a tail.
Well, out of all the companies, they're most qualified. They've got all the tools.
A bit of spray. Can you grab me some prawn pink spray paint from aisle 32?
Yeah, thanks. Get a shrimp 309.
So they do it, and then you can't climb in it anymore, but it's in the car park.
Oh, love that. What state is it in?
New South Wales, Ballina. Yeah, Ballina. So northern New South Wales.
Ah, won't be going there this trip, but it's on the list.
Make sure you add it to the list. Yeah. You can do a new screensaver for 2022, Annie Lou.
Let us know, though, 0427-569-949 or DM us at Annie and Ando to tell us where's your favourite big thing or do you hate big things?
Need to get tested for coronavirus but worried about missing work? Help is available. A $450 payment will be provided for workers who miss out on wages because they need to stay home. If you test positive or are a close contact of someone who does, a further $1,500 is available. For more information, visit dhhs.vic.gov.au/support-payments. Staying apart keeps us together. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Melbourne Queer Film Festival is back and streaming directly to your living room this November. MQFF Interrupted includes 23 of the best new films and shorts collections. So get out the popcorn and head to mqff.com.au to watch now.
Joy sponsor.
Cracking you up at the crack of dawn. It's Annie and Ando on Joy 94.9.
It's your Friday morning. You know when your hat gets caught sideways
and you just threw it so violently, you're like, get out!
No, I was trying to do that sensual striptease.
I love your commitment to radio that you were willing to fling your headgear.
My headgear.
Yeet it out of the studio.
I put my headphones on back the wrong way and it just twisted my head just as we were coming back. You needed to know that. Yeah. This is real radio.
And we're talking real big things.
Big things. I've got a game for you, Andy.
Can't wait. Let me preface this by saying I got into a slight disagreement with the line producer for the show that I'm going on next week because I managed to put the big strawberry on the itinerary.
There's a big strawberry.
Yes. And she was like, I don't get why people like big things, but she doesn't know that I was the one that snuck it in there.
That's in Elmba.
I'm going there. I can't wait.
It's Elimba. Elimba. Outside Roland Farms, Strawberry and Orchard Farms on Rudders Road, Elimba, near Caboolture.
That's a great plug. Go the big straw. Hope it's not disappointing.
I've got this game for you where I'm going to give you a big thing. And
are you going to give it to me?
Well, I'm going to
get the big corn, the real one? Did you buy it from the big green shed?
I know how you work, so let me give you a live example. This is just a test run, Annie Louie. True or false, in Millmerran, there is a 4 metre high big teepee. True or false?
True.
Hey. Correct. So you didn't get that point because that was a sample.
And you wouldn't give it to me anyway because you're going to find a way out. Find a loophole like Chip Challenge.
Okay, we're off to the town of Nyngan. I'm just ignoring you. Notice that. We're off to the town
of tossing shade.
Yep.
Over here.
Off to the town of Nyngan.
Nyngan.
Nyngan. True or false? There's a big bogan.
False. What?
It is, in fact, there is a big bogan and it's the brainchild of Reverend Graham McLeod from Nyngan St. Mark's Anglican Church.
Is the face all warped?
I don't know.
Can't imagine a good...
No, it looks like a footballer. It actually looks quite hot. I'd have that in my bedroom if it fits. That's how high? 3.6 metres, 12 foot high, located on Pangi Street, next to the railway lines, if anyone's interested.
Ando's into the big bogan.
Yeah, I love me a bogan. Oh, hello. Let me find another one for you. True.
What if all of these are just big things? Every single one. Are you going to be creative and make something up?
We're off to Werribee. Not far from Melbourne metropolitan area.
Oh, that's risky because I might have been there.
The big brown snake. True or false? Does Werribee have the big brown snake?
False. There is a sewer out there, though.
Correct. There is no big
good
brown
one.
Snake. All right, last one, Annie Louie.
Oh, that was just as I was getting good. You're ripping away from me.
Yeah.
How many rounds have we done?
This is our third. Okay. All right. Newcastle, New South Wales, the big headphones.
Nice acting. I think there might be. And you were just trying to play me. Let's go with the big headphones.
You are so good. What I just did was glanced around at the headphones in the studio to
try and look like.
I was looking for an idea. She saw straight through it. She's too good. It's located on Derby Street. It's fully operational.
What?
Pair of headphones.
Get out.
So you can stand in the big... They're three
Is
metres
it an artwork?
Tall.
Is it a performance art kind of thing?
It was designed by Mark Tistel and built in collaboration with Tom Ireland. Sean Bell Graphics. Oh, there's a whole bunch of people involved.
Can you play your own music? Is there a big aux cord for your big iPhone?
Aux cord?
Yeah, for your big Spotify?
Yeah, or no, I think you could just Bluetooth into it, Annie. Oh, once you get close
so
enough.
So modern, yeah.
Get the Echo and just Bluetooth you into the big giant headphones. Only installed in 2015 in Newcastle.
Oh, that is new and techy and flash.
If you want to ask me if there's a big thing, if you want to know, is there something that, you know, Australia
Adam will look it up on the database, which no one else has.
I've got access to Australia's big thing database. The big bogon moths. They should hang out with the big coins.
Oh, no, this is a big waste of space, some of these things.
Guess what Belconnen in New South Wales is known for?
No idea.
Giant mushrooms. Of course they are. We're asking you this morning, do you like it big? And when I say big...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking bananas. We're talking
prawns,
cherries. We're talking koalas. Wow, big things.
Even giant rams.
Giant rams with giant ram balls.
Are there tentacles on the...
Tentacles.
Yeah, the tentacles. That's what my little nephew calls them, his tentacles.
That's so cute.
Yeah, tentacles.
Yeah, they do. They've got big tentacles.
Hmm. Do you know there's even... just this database has blown my mind now that I've got access and I'm happy to share it with everyone. Do you know there's big pool balls in Yarralumba?
Yeah.
Yarralumba.
Not just one.
Yarralumba.
Multiple. What are they doing hanging out?
No, it's just one.
The big pool ball.
The big pool ball located at Yarralumba. PlayStation, which is home to one of the largest mini golf courses. Oh, mini golf.
Largest mini golf.
It's a bit of an oxymoron. Yeah. Is that an oxymoron?
No, I can understand it because the tools that you're using to play with are small, but the area you're on is large.
Could be large.
Did you already talk about this, the big chook?
There's two big chooks, isn't there?
Yeah, they look similar though. It's like they've copied each other, or maybe it's by the same artist.
Are they in the same towns?
Moonbee and Mount Vernon.
Mount Vernon, nice part of the... I don't even know where it is. I'm making that up.
Does it take away from the fact if it's not the only one, does that make it more interesting or less interesting?
No, it's not original. I'm sorry. Bung, bung. I am now off to Mary River and just near Kakadu National Park. There is not just a crocodile, a big jumping crocodile. It looks ridiculous.
How do they get it in the air? Is it two back feet on the ground still? Or is it leaping out fully?
No, it's leaping on its tail because, remember, they've got big tails.
That is horrendous. No. It's stuck in the ground with just the tail.
Just the tail.
The only point making contact.
With a big smiley face. So if you want to see that, just Google Mary River, big jumping crocodile. We are talking all things big.
The big merino. We didn't get the name right. It's the big merino
because it's called the ram.
It's not the big ram or the big sheep. Because there's already a big lamb and you don't want to get those confused.
Friends,
and it's slightly smaller, very small, actually.
The big merino?
The big lamb's not that big.
No, the merino's massive. It's got a gift shop downstairs. It's connected to a petrol station.
It looks quite obese.
I used to know the owners of that petrol station. It used to be an Ampol. Which...
Is that meant to impress me?
No, but then they became Celtic. The face you can see is me going, and all the advertising I'm hearing lately that they're coming back, Ampol's replacing Celtics, which is kind of a branding thing.
Oh, okay. Sure. For a marketing show, it's going to come back.
Yep. But that merino, I've been inside, and it's a two-story merino.
Two-story merino.
Gift shop downstairs, head and eyes to look out across nothing.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like a double-decker bus. That merino's on the move. It could be put on wheels. Maybe they should do that next.
Do you know where Daly Waters is?
Nope.
Because I've just found, finally, Ando's most appropriate big thing. Daly Waters. It's the big wine bottle. I'm sure it's non-alcoholic, of course, but the big wine bottle. How appropriate.
Can you go in there? Is it a winery as well?
It looks like it's on the back of someone's trailer. This is clearly not a visual. This is clearly a visual show. If you want to play along, type in Wikipedia Australia big things.
What's the fish? What's that big one? Because it's the big green one that's quite famous.
Don't know.
It's not the big trout, is it? A cod? Is it a big cod?
There's a big barramundi in Normanton. And there's another big barramundi in Daintree. There's a big Bolton nut. Oh, there's a big Bolton nut in Roma.
What's a Bolton nut?
It's things like construction. A bolt that you screw into and a nut.
A Bolton nut.
Yes, a bolt. Sorry, it's my accent.
Some of these are just gross. The big cockroach, the big mosquito.
Get up with Annie and Ando, only on Joy.
Go big or go home this Friday. We're here talking big things around this great country of ours.
Oh, and Australia's fascination with having it big.
Yeah, having it big. And coming up, another big name in comedy, it's Damien Callinan for Melbourne Fringe. We're chatting about his show and all the things he's been doing on TV, stage, film, and a book. Lots of exciting stuff. Let's talk the big Sphinx now.
Where's that?
It's in North Geelong, created in 1998, 15 metres tall. Looks like it's
North
still there.
North Geelong. Hang on, I'm just doing my... So that's near the Ford factory as you're entering Geelong?
I've got no idea. I just look at the image and
the
it
stamping
is...
plant?
It's tacky.
I've not seen it. I haven't been to Geelong for... I like calling it Geelong. For ages. Giant... Why did they build it? What's the backstory?
Not sure. It's
not sure.
A long
list. It wasn't a musical that they had. Like Cleopatra was in town. It was going cheap at the after show party, and they bought it.
I think it's just because why not? Like why of all these other big things?
Well, the giant prawn or the giant crab, actually, not the prawn. There's also a giant crab.
Of course, yes.
It's got meaningful context, I think, Annie Louie, when I look at it. It's on top of another service station. They love putting them on servos. It's located in Miriam Vale and in a petrol station roadhouse on the corner of Dougal Street and Rowe Street, if you're interested, on the Bruce Highway or off the Bruce Highway, created by Lex Milner, who owned the petrol station. He wanted to promote his tasty mud crab sandwiches. So
yeah.
Imagine the brainstorming. You and I'm in bed that night. Oh, darling, everyone loves the mud crab sandwiches. How are we going to promote it?
Go big, honey.
Put it on the roof. Why don't you
chuck it on the roof?
Why don't you put a big crab on the roof?
Oh, Maureen, I knew I married you for a reason. Come here, give me a smooch.
Oh, and speaking of big.
And the big crab was born.
There it is.
So the Sphinx Hotel, they often are a result.
Oh, it's a pub,
It's a pub.
Oh, okay.
It's because of advertising. That's where the money comes from to make all these big things. So underneath there is a one-stop entertainment shop. And you can have a bet on the races or watch your favourite sporting event on two giant screens. That's what the
draw card is. Two giant screens. We've got more screens in front of us here in a not-for-profit community radio organisation.
Yeah, but do you have a giant sphinx on the roof? I don't think so, Ando.
No, but if we ask the boss, I reckon she'd lend us she'd find one for
and
us.
Can we get a giant sphinx? No. What for?
If we could have anything
we'd
giant.
We'd sell more crabs if we had a sphinx, Ange.
Ando's crab sandwiches.
Come here and give me a smooch. Up early with Annie and Ando. We are about to be joined by a comedian who has been around for decades, and I totally forgot that he featured in some of my favourite TV shows as a kid, doing sketches, TV and film, like Skid House. Do you remember that, Ando?
No, but you're ageing our next guest. Like, maybe just like you've heard about them being around.
No, but they are a bit of a legend. And The Wedge as well, Rove Live.
Yes.
Pretty much inspired me to do comedy. So I'm super excited. We are going to be chatting to Damien Callinan now. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Oh, good to be here. Look, actually, it's better that it happened inside your lifespan as opposed
exactly.
to Ando's idea that, you remembered, you'd heard about this.
Well, I'm not saying you're Ned Kelly. No, that came out wrong. I was more like, don't age the man.
Yeah, one of the peripheral members of the Kelly gang turned comedian.
Yeah. I don't even know where to begin because you've got so many different skills that I don't know what to ask you about first.
Maybe just ask about the stuff that I'm most likely to remember.
That's true. Well, we are chatting to you because Melbourne Fringe is coming up and you've got a show in it. But firstly, let me talk about your Instagram because you are writing a book or you've just finished writing a book.
Yeah, I'm writing a kids book for Penguin Random.
Nice.
Which began a couple of years ago. It's called Weird School and it's about a weird school. That's pretty much the sum of it. It's a series of short stories, but they all take place in this one fictional Wally Park primary school where nothing's quite as it seems. There's edible classrooms and the occasional sighting of an abominable snowman and the golf cart coming out of the Outer Bounds area. There's a tree that gives free lunches to kids who need it. You got to go and sit on the lunch branch and... It also gives you a school uniform based on your character. So you sit on the branch and it assesses your personality, and then bang, you're wearing three-quarter length.
I love that.
Aubergine culottes.
Have you been watching what I look like at school?
Is there a thing about, like, institutions, group institutions? You know, in the merger you had Bodgy Creek Roosters Football Club, now you've got the school. What's it all about, groups and gatherings of people?
Look, it's an easy way of storytelling and getting audiences to identify with a specific group. And in this case, it's they kind of slowly get to know the kids and the personalities at Wally Park Primary School, and all share in their hatred of the principal.
If you've just joined us, we are chatting to comedian Damien Callinan, and he'll be in Melbourne Fringe doing a show called The Wine Bluffs. You're also doing plays as well. Is there anything on the cards coming up?
I wrote a play last year which had its world premiere called The Hall Committee, which was, again, you've pegged me, and it's about a small community town called Rummage South who have a memorial hall that... generations of the same family have been the presidents, and slowly no one else but that family is allowed to use it, pretty much. So I wrote that. I basically researched that by interviewing all committees around country New South Wales and turning their stories into a script.
How was that? Committees often get such criticism. You know, we turn up, we meet once a month, and we've been doing it for 10 years. We have a nice sandwich and a glass of wine, but we actually haven't instigated any change or improvement. You know, is that the...
Absolutely, yeah.
So
yeah,
nothing's changed.
People, well, it's the same, you know, the same people are... Like, you'll go to the Heritage Society meeting on the Tuesday night, and then the Wednesday night you'll go down to the Landcam meeting, and it's the same people.
Yeah, so it's about a glass of lemonade and a sandwich.
Absolutely, yeah. And the moisture level of the fruitcake is important.
Ando spends half of his time in a country town farming. He's a bit of a farmer. Did you grow up in rural Victoria or anywhere like that? Is that how
I didn't,
it came
but
into
my
your
family...
Stories?
Yeah, there's kind of an assumption, Annie, people think I'm from the country because so much of my focus... returns there, but part of that's come from touring, but also my family lived in the country. I'm the youngest, and Dad was a teacher, and he got posted to the country for the first 15 years of his career, so I was born just after that period, and so my childhood was going back and having moist fruit cake with farmers in Backers
Making
Marsh.
Making up for lost time.
Oh, good old Backers.
Yeah, so I was very much, you know, spent a lot of my childhood attached to that world, and I guess that's where the affection comes from.
And then with the sort of, I guess, the what became the merger, that was very much a focus, wasn't it, on regional Victoria and trying to break down some stigma and do good work. Yeah.
Well, regional Australia, really, when it was originally commissioned by Regional Arts Victoria, I was commissioned to write the play originally, but with no brief. I came up with the idea. And so I could tackle racism in any way, but it was about addressing that issue nationwide.
Yeah.
The best way to do that is to tell a story that includes the people, but also, you know, the one-man show and the film, there was an attempt to represent the characters truthfully so that it wasn't about bashing the racist characters. It was trying to come to some understanding of why they think the way they do, but also... Yeah. Coming to the understanding that it's a lack of empathy that leads to that kind of thinking.
Oh, and you're taking it on the road, making it, turning it back into a live show?
I have actually been approached, nothing's confirmed, but I got approached by one of a rather large commercial theatre producer about creating a much more, not a one-man version, but a kind of, not a musical, but a musically augmented stage version.
Broadway musical. Come on. Yeah. You heard it first here on Joy 94.9. It's going to become a Broadway musical. I can feel it in the waters.
Immediately rules me out of any hope of casting
yourself in it?
Yeah, music's not my strong point.
No, we
love music.
We could have Hugh Jackman in a closet out the back with a microphone and you just mime. It's fine.
Yeah. That's, or we get you a body
double. That's not such a stupid idea.
Anyway. I'm happy to look after Hugh in the closet.
Yeah.
Now, if people want to see you sooner rather than later, you do have a great show coming up in this year's Melbourne Fringe Festival.
Horizontal Tasting with the Wine Bluffs.
So if you want to find out more about this show, check it out at melbournefringe.com.au.
It's on the 27th and the 28th. That's a Friday and Saturday if you want to have some fun for the weekend. Performed by Damien Callinan and Paul Kaleha.
Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us this morning, Damien.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. It's Addy and Ando every morning on Joy.
It's your Friday morning and we are talking big things. Annie's off next week. She's running away to film amazing showcase of, it's not big things, but tourist attraction, regional tourist attractions.
If it was up to me, it would just be big things, but unfortunately, we're rediscovering Victoria, fortunately.
And your producer or the director was like, no, I don't know that people are going to want to see that big thing, and you were like, so want to go
there. I snuck it in the itinerary. I just looked up the big story. It's not actually that big, so now I'm a little concerned.
How many metres?
It's 4 metres tall.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, it's bigger than, well, considering how big a strawberry is, it would be 1,000 times the size of a real strawberry, at least.
I know the big prawn is 30,000 to 1 or something.
Oh, okay. Or I should find out the ratio.
Yeah, find out the ratio. That'd be really...
Or how many prawns can you fit in the banana?
Hang on,
that's a good question.
Can I practice? Hi, I'm Annie Louie, and you're watching Getting in Touch with Regional Victoria. Behind me is the giant macadamia. And can I just say, the scale on this is 25,000 to 1.
Wow, the ratings just shot up. Oh my God, Channel 31's been extended for another 5 years.
Because of
the big macadamia, the crowd goes wild.
To producers out there, if Annie suddenly comes down with something, there's an example. There's my reel.
You just saw it live on air. Let's go overseas.
I'd love to, thank you.
My patriotism is starting to show here because gone through the list and I'm like, they all suck. They suck. Australia's
all
better.
Oh, no, all of ours suck.
No. The international ones have got
nothing on us.
Look at them trying with their big peanut.
Where's the big peanut?
Ashburn, Georgia.
Oh, Georgia. Have they finished counting their votes yet?
But they have.
Speaking of Georgia.
Oh, I'm not sure. They claim like world's largest for all of these things. I don't know if they really are. Can they be the world's largest?
Where's that shiny bean?
Chicago.
I just wanted to sing the song. No.
That's a piece of art, though. I don't even...
When I went there,
I didn't think of it as a big thing. I went, this is nice. Everybody's come here. But it's not on the same level as tackiness. They need a bit of tacky.
It's like they asked Tiffany to do it. Shiny, polished stainless steel or metal. It's also not massive. Like in Melbourne, some of our art installations, be it the Yellow Peril and Peril.
Peril, yeah.
Peril. Thank you. Peril. Isn't he a singer? Peril. For real. It's about that size. It's not.
Yeah, we've got the big bacon and cheese sticks on the freeway.
Where's the bacon?
The bacon is the red one.
I just called them cheese sticks.
I think there's only one big yellow one, isn't there?
I thought they were
one
all yellow.
One yellow and
they fade
a few
quite
red.
I've seen them painting.
Hey, don't diss it. It's better than the bean. I think
sometimes overseas does it better. And one big thing that I think is up there in my top three, the big lady holding the torch.
Where's that? Oh, Liberty. Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, Liberty. Yeah.
Liberty. Good old Liberty, Lib.
She's still there. Liberty, Lib. Yes, Statue of Liberty or Liberté.
You're starting to venture into art or anything.
It's a big lady holding a torch. I walk around wearing clothes like that all the time.
I'm trying to differentiate it between these
tacky
big things
tourist
and,
attraction.
Yeah, that's
taste.
But then you start getting into the Eiffel Towers. Like that's art too, but
that's a tower. I don't say Eiffel Towers in big things. Statue of Liberty is an overscaled
figurine.
The Eiffel Tower is a tower. It's like saying a building is an oversized building. Well, no, it's a big building.
They had to ship the head on its own. It took months to get the head across. You know that?
I love how you just give up on this debate and just go, they had to ship a head.
Well, look, we're on different sides of the fence here. You can't compare the big prawn to the Statue of Liberty. I'm sorry.
Correct. But can I just remind you, I'm going to play the tapes. You opened this saying, I don't think they do it any. Then they do it. What they do overseas is no good compared to how we do it in Australia.
Yeah, because we're talking tacky big things.
Oh, so you want tacky?
Yes, I want tacky because it's funny. I can't laugh at the Statue of Liberty. You got to have some respect. But whereas,
but they sent her head on a separate ship.
But Minnesota has the world's largest raspberry. Fair game.
Well, my friend, I think that is us done for the week. Oh, have an amazing. I'm going to miss you so much next week. Ben Murphy's in, keeping the seat warm. Please, can we ring you while...
Oh, ring me. Yeah, why not? I'll check in. At the big straws, I'll be like,
can you... Oh, no, you won't believe where I am, Ando. Can you? Oh. Make sure you stick around for the Murphys and we'll be back with you next week.
Missed the show? Get the best bits of Annie and Ando on the podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.